Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just joining on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Welcome to Bit Season, episode 51. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
And I'm Ryan the Stallion.
51, I think we're still on a high from last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, riding off the high of last week's 50th show, our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, we had some good download numbers this week. If you guys are enjoying the show, just remember to
share it with somebody.
Share it with somebody or tweet about it, social media. If that would do us a huge favor. We, you know, we want to continue growing the show and turning new people on to it.
Hey, so. That was fun, though, last week. I want to do more of those.
More live broadcasts. Yeah. You know what's fun about it is that we were in a big room and there was a vibe in the room, but nobody cared what we were doing. That is true. Nobody was focused on us.
There wasn't one person who came up and said something. There wasn't a person who was just standing there listening. Mm-hmm.
Were you disappointed in that?
I know. I was disappointed because I was expecting some people, at least people who had no idea who we were, or stopping by and just maybe what are these? I've never seen this before. What are these people doing? Are these the junkies who are hosting this event?
Well, I think the majority of the people in the ballroom there, all 890 of them,
I know,
were focused on the tournament.
I brought my gold Sharpie, and I didn't use one.
That's embarrassing.
1 ounce of ink.
Embarrassing for you.
The only interaction we got was people being like, hey, can I set my drink down on the table?
Oh, yeah. I would get excited because I would see some guy walking over briskly. And I was like, oh, man, he wants to go say hi to us before his next hand. And then all he's doing is setting his Starbucks down.
You mind if I drop my backpack here?
Yeah. Hey, is it cool if I put this here? We guys keep an eye on my bag. Yeah. I will say this. Yeah, we're always looking for extra revenue, income, extra income, sources of income. We need to open a coffee shop and a casino.
Isn't there already a coffee shop and a casino?
Well, I'm just saying that Starbucks that's in MGM is the longest line I've ever seen in my life. I mean, it looked like a line to go see the next Star Wars on opening night. That's the kind of line it was.
You know, I think I talked about this on the show before. I was going to start a coffee franchise. A couple of years ago, I had this idea.
Is this where you had bikini baristas?
Not bikini baristas, even though I get sized for bikini baristas, and I will always go to them. But in the Northwest, on every block, I think I've said this before, are coffee stands, espresso stands, drive-through coffee places. And they're mom and pop ones, they're chains. And one of the ones out there is called The Human Bean.
What? Right. Yeah.
And I was looking into the franchise rights because I want to start this trend out here. Where basically the only thing, I don't even drink coffee, but the only place to get coffee is to go into a Starbucks. You walk inside. A few of them are drive through, but I wanted to start the trend out here of coffee stands all over the place. And somebody I saw bought the rights to the Loudoun County Human Bean, and they're already constructing them out here.
Well, maybe that person is a Junks listener.
Probably
or a
not.
Bitty listener, and then you can buy in for a small percentage.
It would have to be, I think, a very small percentage.
Yeah, yes, yeah, very.
But maybe, I'll
just start my own.
They'll gift you 1%.
You don't understand. They're like shacks, and they'll say Drab's Coffee.
I swear to God, they had one in Pasadena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You told me there was one of them.
And it was the weirdest thing. Nobody went there because they were all sketched out by the small.
No, it's a cultural thing, obviously, in the Northwest where we drink espresso. constantly. But there's one literally on every corner, and there are 100 cars on every single one.
I saw Stallion's eyes light up when we said bikini barista.
Oh yeah.
Do you know about bikini barista?
No, I don't. Oh. I want to know more though. You got me at bikini.
All right. Well, it's not hard to figure out what it is.
It's the combination of a stripper serving you lattes.
I love that.
All right.
So it's kind of like a little stripper golf situation here.
Better. Yeah. It's even better. Because you don't have to, like, you're in and out. Right?
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, damn right I am. All right.
Here, let me show you my girl right here.
Why is that bookmark?
He pulled that up real quick.
I follow her. This is the one barista that I follow. And so, they're just little coffee stands. And I guess there's one in Pasadena. Is it a barista one in Pasadena?
It's Glen Burnie. I don't know if it's shuttered or not, but they had one on the border.
There's like dozens of these in Spokane.
I love that.
All right. They're wearing lingerie. They say bikini. They're basically wearing lingerie. If the skimpiest lingerie you can find. And then you go up and you get your latte, your double shot. These girls make bank.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Do you think they've heard the, I hope my coffee is as hot as you are?
Right. All the time.
And just, next, sweetie.
It's just a bunch of horny dads.
Oh, yeah. Horny dads.
And like, yeah.
I gotta stop at Dunkin' before I hit the office.
Yeah. My
honey, you didn't take your tumbler I got you for Father's Day. It's like, no, I like to get my Dunkin' on the road.
The one by
pumping one off in the parking lot before you go into the cubicle. Sorry.
All right. Yeah. The one by my parents' house is called Second Base.
Oh,
and you know who gets sized to go there? My wife.
Oh no.
Sarah actually wanted, she was begging me to go to a strip club on Bourbon Street. Once again, we've done it before. We didn't end up doing it this time. It just didn't. The timing didn't work out, and also because we were with her brother, that would have been awkward.
They're very incestual.
Oh, I think my wife gets sized for these girl stripper bits.
Your wife likes working girls.
She does. She likes sex workers. We support sex workers.
Hashtag legalize. Yeah.
Yeah. I support them on chatterbait.com.
Yeah. I swear to God, I'm just getting ready to say, I feel like your wife would let you have a cam girlfriend.
No, I feel like that would be cheating. If I'm tipping a girl behind my wife's back, that would be cheating. Now, if I'm just perusing the room, not tipping, that's just standard. I can't be building a relationship with another girl.
What's that like?
What?
Being in the room with, are other guys like?
Yeah, it's a chat room.
So guys are chatting with one another.
Yeah.
While this woman is violating herself on camera.
More or less. Why don't you check it out and report back?
Hold on. I want to know what you guys are getting. Like, are you guys like, hey, did you see that Seahawks? You see that Seahawks win?
No, okay.
It's the equivalent.
No, it could be like 900 people in the room and like 12 guys are talking. You're right. I don't even have a username. I'm just like a guest, a ghost profile in there.
You're a lurker.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not going to be shamed by any guy out there and pretend like I don't, look at pornography. We all do.
No,
all right.
No, I look at
some guys go to X Hamster. Some guys go to, that's some chat. That's my buddy Ken.
That's your tokens. Funny money.
I get sized for. I get sized for Reddit subreddits.
Oh yeah.
I get sized for Gone Wild on Reddit and all those subreddits, and then I get sized for Chatterbait.
I'll check it out and report back
because I like amateurs. You know, they're all amateurs.
I just think that the cam girl stuff is just, you have to pay for it. You have to pay to get in the door.
No.
I also like the idea
you're rooting for someone else to pay. Come on. Come on, boys. just 500 more tokens. That we can do this.
Chatterbait is the pinnacle of socialism.
Come on, you rich.
Yeah. I'm trying to see some
it's a slow tease because they start out in like their sweater, you know,
an hour later
sometimes you that's the problem with it. Like if you're in a hurry, Chatterbait's not the right website for you.
You got a house to yourself.
Yeah, but if it's girls night and your wife's out of the house and you're relaxing with a Miller Lite and your twins are in bed.
I like the idea of the chat room kind of like talking to a guy at the strip club.
Yeah. Chatting him up.
That's funny.
No, I don't do a lot of chatting with the boys.
Yeah. You're very sheepish.
Right, there's a line for me. But check out a bikini barista.
I love that.
All right, we have a lot to get into. In fact, speaking of sex, I think there's a stallion story. He's been teasing us with it. I don't know if it involves sex, but something with a woman. I don't know many of the details, but I think he's gonna brag, which we can, you know.
All right, I like bragging. I want to hear this. Okay. And you know what I've noticed is that all of stallion stories involve massive consumption of alcohol.
I think that's most days in his life. Yeah.
All right. So 2 weeks ago, I was down at Myrtle Beach, and we all know Dirty Myrtle.
Did you hear? He automatically transitioned into his panty voice.
Yeah.
All right, here we go, boys.
So
his chat room voice.
He's been practicing this in the mirror for a week.
Why didn't you talk to us about it last week?
It was just we had so much going on. What was I going to say? Like if I were to tell this story in a poker room, like we'd be getting heads staring at us, and I'd probably be like, they'd tell me to get out.
All right, I don't know if it was appropriate.
Now,
I'll say, does anybody here know the story? Did you tell the story on Great Nanny?
I did not. Okay. they would have not been amused on their
this own. It was
rated X.
On a scale of 1 to 10 on the raunchy meter, how would you rate this?
Oh, I would say it's about an 8.
You're going to be titillating.
Yeah. All right. It's not even... Okay, here, let me just get into it.
He was hyping up Myrtle Beach and this trip, but you told me it was a family vacation.
It is. Doesn't mean you can't go out and have a nightlife, too. Dirty Myrtle's filled.
All right, so you go to the beach during the day with the rent.
Beach during the day.
Trolling the bars at night. Yeah.
Then just bar hopping at night. And here, like where I stay, there's this place called the Dollhouse, which is a strip club there. I'd be a liar if I said I didn't go twice that week.
Yeah, that's a great name for a strip.
The Dollhouse. And dude, they got $8 steak and eggs after midnight. $8. I was hammered.
We're into live broadcast. Yeah.
All right, next summer we go to the Dollhouse. Right. How tough was that steak?
Oh, it was so bad.
Like chewing on leather.
I think if you tip some of the strippers there, they'll even feed it to you. So that's just another side note. I didn't do that though. Wow. I was too drunk to understand.
Don't you feel weird eating food at a strip club? Like that's just
of course I do, but I was so drunk. It doesn't matter.
Now are you there by yourself?
Yeah. I did one night, and then my brother and a friend who lives down there.
Oh, that's not awkward.
Yeah,
I would rather die than go to a strip club with my brothers.
I'm tight with my brother, so it's a little different.
Some families are like that. I didn't have the luxury of I go to strip clubs with Valdez.
Hey, we're like radio brothers.
The Paper Moon in Springfield. I've spent a couple nights there.
This is very House of the Dragon. Very incestual going on.
So I'm down there, and there's this place called the Sky Bar. The Sky Bar is where all ages go, and you just get fucked up. It's the best nightlife out there. Of course I am. And so when we go...
Is this right next to the Dollhouse?
This is not right next to the Dollhouse.
This sounds like statutory rape central. All right. Sorry.
This is going to be used as evidence.
I know. So we go to the Sky Bar, and it's right beachfront. It's like 3 levels. It's silly. There's like
I do like a nice beach bar.
Exactly. And there's like 3 different levels. The middle level is kind of where the dance floor is, where all the older hipsters are.
Yeah, that's where they have the foam parties back in like Ocean City.
It's like Karma at a Nudger's Shore. Middle floors for dancing.
Yeah. What was the other one? Clutch.
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember the other one. I just remember Karma.
They had like a shenanigans place. To, yeah. Okay, so the middle floors is...
Exactly.
They're having their rave. That's where everyone's doing Molly.
Oh, this one. All right, I'm Googling it right here. This place looks pretty cool.
Sky Bar, right? Let me see. Cherry Grove Beach. It's right there. And so that night, they had... I forgot what like sort of dress up. I think they had like a Hawaii ukulele night or something. Yeah, something weird like that.
You told me that North Myrtle Beach was classy.
It is classy.
You've mentioned the strip club and this just cesspool of bros here. The Sky Bar.
Trap house. Yeah.
And so I was there. I will say I was absolutely hammered at that point. Right. And so
what time of day is this?
This is like at midnight or actually even 1 a.m.
Okay.
But here's a little side note.
Sky Bar shares a building with Nathan's Hot Dogs and Arthur Treacher's.
Nathan's Hot Dogs are silly.
All right.
And so when I'm down there, I always get a golf cart, because when you drive around in a golf cart in Myrtle Beach, you're one of the elites there. And so the ladies love that.
You always see your parents get a golf cart for the week.
No. I pay for my own golf
cart for
the nightlife. I think it was like $50 a day. So worth it, though, because when you're going bar hopping, you don't have to worry about drinking and driving. You're just hopping that golf cart.
I think that is drinking and driving.
Okay. Well,
are you riding it on the road?
I mean, I don't know.
You know you can get ticketed for that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Now I know. That's good to know, though. That's good to know. I never knew. I thought I'd just hop in.
Outsmarting the system. What a dog.
Yeah, you get a DUI in your lawnmower.
I mean, I didn't know. I allegedly did that now. Okay. But so when I go down there, I pull up to the Sky Bar with my little pretty golf cart.
It's got like neon LED lights on it?
No.
Big booming
system. It was just like a navy blue with like an outbreak light.
Do you take the key with you? Because my guess is there's a lot of hooligans down there that would steal your golf cart.
I don't even remember if I took that. I don't even think we had a key. I think it was just like an on-off switch. It was kind of a trashy one.
That thing is going to get stolen in 2 seconds.
Right. Yeah. And so when we went down that night, it was Wednesday night, middle of August, or actually last week of August there. And I see all these pretty old ladies with gray hair, and I was feeling a little frisky that night.
So many stretched out tattoos.
So many.
Were there any smoke shows, like 21-year-olds?
Yeah, there were. But if you know me, I kind of like the mature ladies. I like a little older.
Did you have sex with a mom one time?
I did. But now, not only have I had sex with the mom, I've now hooked up with the grandma.
Hooked up with a grandma?
I did. At the second floor there, she was hitting on me all night, and here's how I swooped it in. So I knew she loved me. All right. So hear me out here. So one of my boys was gassing me up, saying that I was like a radio legend in DC. And he was doing this purposely because he knew that he just wanted to F around.
He's a great friend.
He's a good friend. He was just gassing me up. And then I pulled just such a cringy move looking back on it. I started pulling out the podcast from Mid-Season. Oh, yeah. No. And I started playing. I used Mid-Season, the one where Valdez and I were solo, and I was like, see,
look. Oh, you did the solo one.
He's a genius.
How did you know what episode that was?
I just pulled it up. I don't even know.
Probably on his front.
And so I was pulling it up, and just the music is blaring, and I'm like in her ear, like showing her, and she's like listening to it. And then all of a sudden, after like maybe 2 minutes listening, she was like laughing. And then I found out her age. She was 64 years old. Yep, 64. And so, and she was in a bikini.
She was in a bikini.
Yeah, she was hot, I'm telling you. She was hot.
Please, do you have pictures? Because I know.
I don't.
She's not on Instagram or anything. And do you think she
might be too old for Facebook.
And when she was sticking that tongue down your throat, was she saying, I did this the Wolfman Jack?
But no. Here's the pickup line that I didn't even think of.
I have no idea what a podcast is.
I know, seriously. But so, this is the pickup line that I used. I didn't even think about it. This came up on the spot. Because after I was showing her that, she was like, wow, I've never kissed a celebrity before. Whoa. I swear.
That's a good line by her.
And then I look at her and I'm like, if there's no tongue, there's no fun. And then she grabs my face and just starts making out with me. And I'm like, holy crap. And then that's really
did
all.
You, did you know she was 64 when you were talking to her? Because you asked her.
Hey, did you suck the dentures out of her? Did you taste your Polydent?
I did it. So when I originally was talking to her, I thought she was probably mid-50s. And I was like, you know what? I could step up my game a little bit. I like the mature ladies.
Was she with her other gals?
Yeah. She was.
Was she sloppy drunk?
She wasn't sloppy drunk. She wasn't sloppy drunk, but...
Were her friends, did they look older too?
Yeah.
Or was she like the chaperone for like a girl's
trip? She was like the incredibly tan older lady who had a couple wrinkles.
She didn't have a couple wrinkles. Yeah.
With a blue bandana.
Yeah. Like she's wearing a blue bandana and a skimpy bikini.
Yes.
Hey, she was a crit.
She was so silly. But like we kicked off.
I swear to God, I bet her skin felt like sandpaper.
No, and so we hit it off and we had a great night. Her name was Sandra. That's all. I don't even know. Like, she was a great gal. Sandy. I loved her. And maybe, like, I didn't get any information from her besides that her name was Sandra. And then.
What happened after the kiss?
Hold on. Yeah. What happened after the kiss? I got half chubby.
Honestly, like.
Whacking some granny porn tonight. No.
So, like, at that point, it was maybe like 1 a.m., and then the bar was closing. And so then I drove her home on my golf cart. And then I could tell, I was like, first off, if I were to have sex that night, there was just no way I was going to blow my yes.
Be your L.
Be my L. Yeah.
It just wouldn't have happened. And so I just took her home in a golf cart and was a gentleman. And she said thank you. And I was like, no problem. It was a fun night. And then
you get a goodbye kiss?
Yeah, goodbye. Sloppy goodbye kiss.
I don't even remember. I was kind of living in the moment.
Did you get her number?
No. I mean, dude, she lives in South Carolina. She's a local.
I didn't know.
Oh, she's a local.
Yes.
Well, that you can hit it up again.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't remember
where she lived.
Yes, she lived like that's three blocks creepy. Away from the beach. And I don't know, I was drunk.
Could you find her house tonight?
She navigated me home, and it was like a 5-minute drive from where we were, hopped on the golf cart. And I just took her home.
What I mean is next summer.
Next summer.
Can you drive to her house, knock on the door?
That's weird. That is weird.
How many times has she done that?
Yeah, she's a local hanging out at the Sky Bar. You're probably the only one. She hasn't.
She's probably like, why is this guy not inside me?
I don't know. So maybe I blew it then. I probably could have.
All right, what are the odds? What are the odds that she listens to this segment?
She does know the show now. So if she does, Sandra, let me know. Ryan Clary 11's my Twitter.
Hey, you know what? You should just go back to the Sky Bar and tell the people, like the manager, and ask about Sandra because they probably know her.
Oh, yeah.
And she's probably, she'll probably be in later tonight Tuesday she hangs out at another bar or whatever.
Yeah, she's probably on the crawl.
They definitely know her if she's a local and hanging out at the Sky Bar.
They do. And something I did leave out of this story, I don't know if I'd be too proud to share a picture of Sandra. She wasn't. I say she was a smoke.
I was sitting here thinking she's a smoke show.
All right.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never seen a hot granny, so I don't think she was a 10.
That's true. I've seen hot grandmas before.
But. Oh, I've seen them. But I don't know if Sandra is one of those. It was just a cool story where I could say, hey, I've made out with the granny.
Grab her butt or touch her jugs or anything? Feel?
I have no idea. Right. I was so drunk. Like I was really drunk.
I envision her. Okay. Number one, she has a wig because her hair is thinning and falling out. I mean, her eyes are dead black with makeup. She has the biggest fake tits in the world. Leather skin. She smells like copper tone since she was on the beach all day. And she's got like a smoker's voice.
Definitely was a smoker. She definitely was a smoker. She smoked a cig. Hey, we smoked a cig on the golf cart, and she gave it to me for free.
I guarantee you, she smokes. She smokes Parliaments.
I don't even remember.
You don't even remember.
I think it was Marlboro Reds. I want to say.
No,
so yeah, I know.
That's a deep voice.
It is a deep voice.
Yeah.
But hey, it was a good time.
Hey, congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, I want a little bit of insight into your attraction to mature women, because I feel like you're not even chasing girls your age.
Here it is. I can tell you exactly why.
How did this start?
It was my fifth grade teacher. My fifth grade teacher was a smoke. And then I found out that she was like 40 years old. And I remember my friend and I were like, what? Like, just no way. And then when I started to dive into Pornhub, I discovered Lisa Ann. And then I was like, oh my God, they're clones. And then
Lisa Ann looked like you.
I swear to God, I can pull up her Facebook.
You fit right in on the show. Yeah.
But it is just astounding. And honestly, like, that's what got me into this situation.
That's actually a great progression that you would never think about.
But didn't we all have crushes on a teacher at some point?
Of course.
Of course.
But I feel like Ryan, that's her now?
I am a educator. Let's like right, from
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
Let's go through the old photos.
How many years ago were you in fifth grade?
That was like what?
Oh, there's
maybe like 13, 14 years ago.
All right. So yes, that was probably a very attractive lady.
She was not a dog. Looks like she's very spirited about social issues.
Yes.
Oh, I mean, that's not bad considering think about that. How long? 15 years ago?
All right. She doesn't look like Lisa Ann.
No. She kind of does.
I think she does.
Yeah.
She has the hair.
She has the hair.
She has the hair. Does she have the same? Let me say, Lisa Ann's not known for her hair.
I get it. She could be the stunt double.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like,
won't take that big. That's it.
All right. But
I can definitely see it. This is the thing. Drab's like a porn purist.
Yeah.
Where he just gets offended. Like, when you try and compare and contrast and try and top him.
Drab strikes me as like the homemade guy. He's like homemade. Like,
I actually definitely see the Lisa Ann.
See? And so that's how it started. And then I've just never looked back.
Dude, this 15 years ago when you are
no, that finally... That picture is like 10 years old.
Oh.
I mean, still.
That's probably...
That's 10 years old?
Yeah.
Well, I can still see it when you're... I don't know.
See?
All right.
When you're coming of age and you're first learning about your boner.
But you went... Now, I believe this was on Grant and Danny. You went like a year without sex, right?
Yeah.
And you broke the streak. I'm not trying to embarrass you.
No, I mean, it's already out there. But it was Mitch and Finley.
Okay, yeah. But you broke the streak with a mom.
No, the streak started with a mom before the pandemic.
Okay, yeah.
And then it ended with some just Tinder tub-a-goo. Like,
you know what? Everyone should be taking notes.
But I've kind of been on a roll the last month. I've had sex one time, and then with that grandma I made out with.
How old was the woman you had sex with?
I mean, just the normal 22-year-old. All right,
so you will mix it up.
Yeah, no, I'll mix it, of course. Right. Like, I've had, like, obviously I've had more sex with 22-year-olds. Well, I don't know,
there's some guys out there that only chase after cougars.
I mean, like, respect to that guy. Hat him right there. like I've done that.
He's the Jeffrey.
Hey, why don't you set your Tinder profile to exclusively 40+ or something?
Guy. You don't think I've done that? I've set the settings up to 100 miles, the max. Yeah. Like 100 mile radius. Yeah. Yeah. So I need 30
miles, 100 years old.
35 to 60. That's it. And usually you strike gold.
In Richmond, John, please Photoshop Ryan Clary on Wilt Chamberlain with 100. I would say years old.
It's always just been my fascination. I've claimed that territory at this point.
That is funny.
You're a fun guy, Stallion. All right, you got more questions?
No. I gotta do an awkward transition.
Yeah, all right, we'll see your transition.
I got a message from a biddy who wants to wish her and her husband a happy 5-year wedding anniversary.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
This is
talking about relationships.
Yeah.
Right? This is from India. She says, my husband and I are huge Bit Season fans. I know you and Drab on Cameo. They've ordered Cameos from us in the past. But they're celebrating a 5-year wedding anniversary on September 23rd. And she wanted to do this as the shout out as a little gift. And they say they never miss an episode and they listen to it together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So I felt the need to crowbar that in there.
Hey, that's good. That's congratulations. 5 years.
You know what? It's not good.
What
we need them to listen separately for our download.
We need that extra download.
Yeah, we need that extra download.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening to the show. That's very cool. Yes,
congrats to Indy and Ryan.
All right. We got some actual Junkies yeah. topics to get into when we come back. Sit tight. We'll talk to you in a minute.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 51. I'm Matt Valdez. What was interesting today on the Junkies is on Tuesday, as Drab was celebrating his Seahawks victory. Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
thank
by the
you.
Way.
Big Monday night.
Yes. Good you one. You are the official Seahawks insider. I think you've earned that title back.
I am. And people are trying to get me by calling me a Russell Wilson hater. Am I offended by that? I hate the guy. I've completely soured on him. I'm not ashamed to say I'm a hater. It's a bitter, ugly divorce. I told you, I have a black heart towards Russell Wilson.
Drab was booing his TV screen.
I was.
Drab says he roots for the owners over the players. Right?
You said that? That was a different conversation. That was off air. But yeah, I am pro-owner, not pro-player. But there's a reason for that.
No, I understand that. I root for team over player.
I did too.
The team stays. The players leave.
Players team come and go. Yeah.
I don't switch my team because my favorite player is on another one. That's what children do.
That's why I love the cherry blossom jersey.
Children and JP.
No name.
Well, I take it more to the extreme of I hope the players get as little amount of money as possible.
Because it helps a team.
especially, baseball, I don't care. But in a salary cap situation.
Got to support the team.
Right.
Team first.
All right, but we don't do sports.
No.
Valdez is trying to Monday Night Football.
I was just talking about Monday Night Football because Eric was all in on the Manning cast. And he loved it when Eli and Peyton were watching the game, breaking it down and joning. Hated all the guests that were coming on during it. But he had this line. And he said this towards the end of the discussion that I wanted to get into.
Okay.
Eric said, and I'm paraphrasing, he says, I would love to do a Manning cast type bit during Commanders games. All right. So I'm imagining the four junks. All right.
Is he talking about like on NBC Sports Washington or something, like a real TV production?
I'm not exactly sure, but I want to go through that. And I also want to go through the possibility of doing the Facebook Live like the Junks did during the pandemic.
Yeah. Thank God that's over with.
Drab loved it so much. It was his favorite thing to do, is Facebook Live. He misses it.
Well, we were required to do them because it was for the Junkies' 25th anniversary. It was like a PenFed thing, yes, and one of the things they wanted was once a month they wanted a Junkies Facebook Live. And
basically an extra show.
An extra show. It was only for like an hour. I swear to God, we had to do 12 of them. I think Valdez came to 3 of them. Remember, that's what started me taking attendance. I was so wrecked that I was having to host all these things and put them all together, and you were an Ocean Pines every other weekend.
All right, that is completely false.
Uh-huh.
All right, I came to a lot of these. I think I missed 3. All right, if you're keeping attendance, I think I missed 3. But do you think a Commanders style Manning cast would be, number one, if the Junks would be into it? Number two, would Commanders fans be into it, or Junks listeners be into it?
Oh, I think so. But here's the thing. They would have to have the rights to the game. Right? So they would have to be like ESPN where they're just... I wouldn't even watch that. Of them just pontificating?
Like,
yeah, like the game's on in the background. It was fine for Wizards games. We're like one out of maybe 82 that nobody cares about. Or maybe the NBA draft or something like that. But if we're talking NFL, you got to sit there. You got to be watching. You got to be watching the game and having them like all synced up together. And also...
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They don't know what they're talking about. What do you think? They're going to break down
zone
coverage?
No.
They're stat guys. They're box score guys.
What do you mean by that? They're box score guys.
That's their analysis. The junkies haven't been on the air for 25 years because they can break down film of an NFL game. I know EB likes to do that all 22 thing. He doesn't know what he's watching.
Does he still do the all 22?
He brought it up to me the other day. He said, he said, see if you can find me a password for that. And I'm like, I don't know if they even do that anymore.
No, they do. It comes out like Tuesdays at 6 o'clock at night. Well, you got to pay for it.
Yeah,
I think every single person pays for it.
Yeah, well, that's what he wants.
You know, why is he asking you? He knows D. Smith.
He could, he could easily ask D. Smith. He just doesn't want to bother him for that kind of stuff.
But I don't know if I. Well, basically, what Eric is talking about is Twitch.
Yeah, right? yeah.
I don't think I. I don't know. Maybe it's because we produce the show. We're so close to the show. But I, as a viewer, when I'm watching football, I'm not really... That's why I'm not even into the Manning cast.
No, I think the Manning cast is great. And in fact, I was even during the Seahawks game, I was watching it for about half the time.
I'm too busy watching the game.
Yeah, you're too busy drinking. I'm watching the game. You're too busy drinking. You're like the Bengals fan. That's you at the end of Ravens games.
I need to watch. All right, because number one... I don't like to be told what to think. Drab is a follower. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
So he just regurgitates whatever RG3 says about the Seahawks. I watched the game with my great football IQ, and I come up and formulate my own opinions/defense of the team. So while Drab is regurgitating every stat,
we have to listen to the Glenn Clark podcast to see if that's true. I'm going to see what he thinks about this Dolphins game.
So I don't like to be told what's going on. I like to figure it out for myself. That's why I have the regular broadcast on, and I barely listen to whoever's calling the game, and I come up with my own.
Oh, you mute the commentator.
I don't mute it, but it's just
you're not even listening.
It's background noise. I'm too busy focused on what I'm saying, reading Twitter.
Do you know why they can't do the Manning cast?
Why?
How many of them do you think watch the game live? That tilted me. And we didn't spend enough time on it. But Eric at a lacrosse game for week one of the NFL season wrecked me. It pissed me off. And
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
And I understand. He watched the game before he came in, but it's a bad look.
It is a bad
look. It's a bad look for the one fan. The three of the junkies, it's bad enough, don't even root for the team, right? So the morning show, like, you're not going to find that in any other market.
In Dallas, they root for the team, and you know what I mean?
Right. All the shows, they're going to... Not, I'm saying every single host, but three of the guys...
Yeah.
So... EB, the number one fan of the team, the number one Carson Wentz defender, couldn't wait for the season to begin.
Yeah, it's here. It's finally here. Football season's here. We've been waiting all day for a Sunday night.
You know, so he didn't tell anybody that he was doing that.
I know.
It was like he didn't ask for permission, or he didn't like throw it out there to test the waters, because he knew what he was doing was a bad look.
All right. So then let me.
But
get
he's.
This.
Let me. Let,
hold on.
Okay.
But let me ask you this. So. Why on earth? All right. If you know deep down, he had to have known, like, this is a bad look, right?
Yes.
Deep down.
Yes, he does.
And you know it's a bad look.
Yeah.
So why are you tweeting?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
Why are you tweeting that you're on the sideline of it? Why bring attention to it? You could easily slither away, watch this game later, and be up to speed and ready to go and talking about it on Monday.
I thought that too when I first saw the tweet go up, right?
Mm-hmm.
120
week one NFL, yeah. Everyone's got a rod in their pants, and he's showing long poles.
And I don't want Eric to be upset by this, but this is the truth.
He will.
His head is so far up Paul Rabel's ass that he felt like he had to tweet it so Paul Rabel appreciated Eric putting the word out for the PLL.
So, and
he had to let Paul know that he was there, and he on week one, it was also Paul would see it and appreciate that EB was, endorsing his product.
That is a weird bit.
Yes, because what EB should have done, clearly, is A, watch the game live and not gone to the lacrosse. But if he
this is what I say. If you're gonna go do that, you just don't bring attention to it. You're not tweeting during the game or anything like that. You're dark.
We'd be none the wiser.
We would be none the wiser. I honestly, it's not like I'm looking for any of the junk's tweets during the games or anything. I'm scrolling to see reaction, stuff like that. But if Eric went dark and was just on the sideline, then nobody would know.
I know you guys, Valdez is the It's Just Sports guy, but I don't even think he would do something like this. How much would it take you guys to miss a Ravens game or Commanders game or any NFL week one game to go to a lacrosse game?
Oh,
God. You would honestly have to pay me, I think, $1,000.
$1,000.
To miss all the week one 1 p.m. games, and you're getting home, let's say, like 5 o'clock.
$1,000. Well,
I've golfed during NFL Sunday before, so I can't.
You have?
Yes, I have. But I've also synced up iPads to the Bluetooth speaker and have like Red Zone on.
Maybe you've golfed, but I would seriously doubt you did that week one of the NFL.
Week one?
I'm talking week one.
Week look, 10. I played.
I'll be honest, I played
in a tournament at Trump, and I had NFL Red Zone on. And I think it's when the Ravens, who they beat? I forget.
Because come around like 5 o'clock, I was a little tired of football. I was like, I got to do something else with my day. I got to walk around the block or something.
I think I saw like the Jets punt and then the Ravens punt. And
yeah.
Then it was in the middle of the third quarter. And I go, is this game over yet? I'm ready to move on.
Yeah. But the excitement, like once it hits noon on that first week one Sunday, and you're setting your fantasy rosters and putting your bets in, you're getting butt-sized. There's no better feeling than like the hour leading up to the week one kickoff.
It's the longest hour, man.
It is long.
I was like trying to pass the time. I didn't know what to do. I mean, walking around, making wings in my new air fryer.
How silly.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of consuming media products, what did you make of today on the show where we talked about, EB brought up the Serial podcast.
Yes, Adnan.
And Adnan Syed possibly getting released from prison. And it was the biggest cult phenomenon, audio-wise, right? Ever, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Maybe since, I don't know, back to the moon landing or something.
No, it put podcasts on the map.
It really put podcasts on the map. And the other guys honestly didn't even know what Serial was, and they
thought it was about a serial killer.
Yeah. Had never consumed that product. I would think the majority of the listeners of Bit Season have all listened to Serial.
I would bet my life on it.
And those guys never how are you that
the disconnect between pop culture and the junks is so big. That's what I think.
I know, but we're talking about our own medium.
Industry?
Yeah, our own industry here.
Do you think Jason Bishop cares about the industry?
No. Jason Bishop cares about his paycheck every other Friday.
Yeah, and make sure it cashes.
You're right.
But this is what. But it's right up. It's right up Jason's alley. Because didn't he say he's watching all these true crime TV shows on Netflix?
Do you think has Jason ever listened to a podcast? Has Jason ever once come in here and talked about a podcast that he liked?
It's a good question.
I don't think so.
And you know what the irony is?
I don't think, none of those guys have.
You know what the irony is?
What?
He hosts one.
I know.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you think Jason Bishop could get his own podcast on his phone and listen to his latest episode with Skippy?
No, I'm sure somebody set it up for him. Like, if it's not on the Odyssey app, there's no chance.
I just don't understand it. Like,
is JP a podcast? Like, do any of those guys?
I don't know. JP, I'm trying to think.
Cakes is like a fantasy football podcast guy. I think that's what he listens
to. Yeah, that's it. But then JP, he said he has a playlist or listens to something on Pandora.
No, JP listens like Puerto Rican music. Yeah, he doesn't listen to talk radio.
Didn't JP have the unpremium Pandora during his mother's festival of life? Oh,
he had to wait 30 seconds to skip the ad.
Carlos Vives is playing, and then all of a sudden there's an advert to like mulch your lawn.
So embarrassing.
In the middle of the celebration for life.
That may have been. I don't remember that part. I know you were long gone by then.
I had a fantasy football draft to attend.
There's
nothing more.
I think I'm going to listen to Serial again. Season 1. Because I don't remember any of the details.
I don't either. All I remember is that there was something like with a sex shop. It was in Woodlawn, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And there was a weird Best Buy phone booth.
Right.
That's the only thing.
I don't remember all that. I just remember it was some teenagers from Baltimore, and there were a couple suspects, but I just got sized for the production. And I remember EB saying, you could never produce a show like that.
Yeah. He told that to our face.
You guys aren't talented enough. Which is, I would agree with that.
I would agree.
But that's not our specialty. Our specialty is creating engagement on the fly topics.
When I hear Serial, I just think about all of the work that goes into it and how lazy I am.
Yeah, so laborious.
How I would half-ass that podcast.
Yeah. We need a new crime podcast.
You know, yeah.
I mean, there hasn't been one since. I mean, there was like a couple follow ups.
Was another one that was called S Town.
Yeah,
Town.
Yeah, I listened to S Town. That was probably the last crime.
That was the last.
Now
one.
I think like one of the, I think one or two of the most downloaded podcasts out there is a crime podcast. It's hosted by two females. They do different stories all the different time. It's not a Sarah Koenig thing. It's something else, but it's always at the
I'm
top.
I'm Team Sarah because I like the production.
She's got it. Well, she has a great voice. She had a great voice, a great soothing. Great narrator voice. Yeah.
Those going to listen to that on the ride home.
Serial? I bet you their numbers are like people finding it today just because it was in the news and re-listening are probably pretty high.
When are they going to do that for bit season?
I don't know.
If we got Serial numbers, we still wouldn't get paid.
Right.
So I don't. We got to stop doing that. Well, I got to stop doing that. Make payment jokes about.
Hey, I think we're doing fine. We got SeatGeek sponsorship. We got the SeatGeek money coming in. We're going to be living large here soon. Yeah. You know what my favorite story of the week is?
Tell me.
The 9/11 menu. Oh,
I love that one. I love the fact that it's local too.
Local, a local Virginia donk making national news for just the 85%, as Lurch Papa likes to say, of people are stupid. But this guy's a 1%er.
I think this is the kind of guy I'd like to have a beer with.
Really?
Yeah, I think
what,
so.
You think he's just some big hillbilly?
I think he's some big hillbilly who just doesn't get it, but has some jokes, has some creativity.
I think that guy's so stupid.
I like creativity.
Right.
All right, and that's why I applaud this guy for his effort, but obviously, he was just stupid.
What were so? This guy owns a restaurant. What were some of
the? No, it was like the clubhouse.
Oh, the clubhouse. He runs the restaurant in the clubhouse at a golf club.
The flatbread.
Yeah. The first responder flatbread. He had the Pentagon pie. He had the 2977 clam chowder. And I guess that was the Remember Teeny.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I think they mentioned that one.
The Remember Teeny. Do you think I'm un-American or unpatriotic because when I saw 2977, I didn't get it at first. I didn't realize that was the total number.
I didn't know that was it. I thought the total number was over 3,000.
So did I. Mm-hmm. Maybe that was including the Pentagon and including United 93, which there was another app.
What is the Flight 93 redirect mean? Like, what does the redirect part of that mean? Like,
well, it was towards the White House.
So in his mind, like, I'm going to name this menu item, and it's as if it could redirect the flight, and they'd all be saved.
I think that they're naming it because they're honoring the fact that they took down a plane that was heading towards the White House.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know it was redirected.
They sacrificed their lives so that the people in the White House would be spared in the symbolism of crashing a plane.
You guys aren't 9/11 conspiracy guys, are you?
No.
No. I am not Jesse Ventura, where the building can't melt to a certain degree.
I don't even know.
I am a United 93 conspiracy theorist.
I remember it was shot down.
I think 100% these people were not here. Well, they are heroes.
Todd Beamer. Let's roll.
But they're not they're not the guys who stormed the cockpit to take the plane back. I think it was shot down.
Well,
because it was heading towards the White House.
Well, there were definitely eyewitnesses that saw the fighter jets flying alongside the plane.
Uh-huh.
Now, they would have never let it get close to the White House. So I think those guys probably charged the cockpit, and maybe they were in the process of saving the plane or something like that, and then it got shot down. I think that's a possibility.
I'm borderline
anyway, patriotic. So AB brought you guys brought this thing up. I started looking at 9/11 stuff the other day, and
hey, what was the name for those wings, Brad, that you coined?
What's that?
Off air.
No. You're trying to make. Here's what happened.
Oh, no.
I know about these are trying to get me fired.
No, I'm not.
This is what he's trying to do.
No, I'm not.
No.
He wants that corner office.
Yeah, you better update that Indeed resume. No.
We were upset with JP because during that segment, we were all having a laugh, Jonah, on this guy, and we always talk about the comedy pyramid. And I said, and we said, JP ruined the comedy pyramid as we were all laughing, and in theory we were building towards naming our own menu items. All right, on the show that wasn't planned out. I could just hypothetically see where that segment was going.
Drab also said that JP hijacked the segment.
No, I didn't say that. I said Valdez asked me what my menu item would have been if I was in charge, and I said it was the man in the red bandana, Foster. Which it was a great, my favorite 9/11 story. Yeah, if we're gonna pay tribute to people,
yeah.
But no, I didn't have a wings though. Maybe you did.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did go down a wormhole that night looking at 9/11 stuff, and then for a moment, for like 5 minutes, I was a conspiracy theorist on how did that third building fall next to the Twin Towers. Like, I could understand the ones where the jets flew into it, and the structure of the building actually was in trouble, but how did the building next to the Twin Towers fall down? And the guy was like, only three buildings in history have collapsed due to burning steel, and they're all that day. And then if you look at the demolition, they did that demolition next to TNT demolitions, and they're exactly the same for Building 7 because it collapsed straight down on itself, impossible.
You're in a deep wormhole.
No,
you're not looking at the subreddits I think you're looking at.
No.
All right, 4chan.
No,
you on 8chan.
Yeah, no, then I got an Instagram and forgot about it 2 minutes later, and I moved on with my life.
Speaking of Instagram, you know what I liked? I caught myself because I was getting ready to say, you know what I liked about 9/11? I liked the reaction videos. I had never seen some of those.
What, of 9/11?
Yes. So like when they're in their apartments, like the video.
I've
never seen the NYU video of the students like drinking beers at 8 a.m. and then watching the video.
I don't remember the NYU one, but I've seen like 1,000 videos.
Or the Nintendo 64 one where some dude gets his Nintendo 64.
And he's like, yeah, what the... Yeah. Was that a bit?
I don't know. Or the person who is panning up from the cab, and it's a glitter.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that one. I haven't watched them in a long time, but there's video of the first plane hitting the tower.
Of course, I've seen.
There's both.
Well, most people had their cameras out after when the second one hit because they were filming the first one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there was like a documentary or something being made
of the firefighters, and they actually saw the first one
getting. Doesn't it make you feel so old?
Yeah, though? I feel
like
very
old. When these people are on Twitter and they like haven't.
They you know why? Because I feel old because this week those kids born on that day turned 21 and they can drink alcohol. Yeah. That made me feel old.
Yeah, I have no memories of 9/11.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 22. So I was like one or 2 years old. 2 years old, really.
It makes you feel. You remember, like when your parents. Like,
you know, you've never lived through anything.
Yeah, that is true.
I just lived through a whole ass pandemic. What do you mean?
But can I tell you something? Let me tell you something. The pandemic was fake.
Can I tell you something? These Gen Zers out here, I hate these guys.
They have zero hardship in their life.
Yeah. You guys acting like that pandemic was something?
I mean, it was 2 years and locked in a house all day.
That was a piece of cake.
What do you mean?
You guys sat on your ass and played video games inside and got stimulus checks.
You guys actually having to, and 9/11 was nothing compared to the people who
Vietnam.
Unless you like were in the war. In Afghanistan. All right, I'll give you that. But these people are acting like they have so many hardships in 2022.
You know what it is?
Their mental health was challenged during the pandemic. You could pound it up your ass.
Be an effing man and stuff your feelings deep down in the pit of your stomach. Right. That's man up and shove your feelings down there.
Right. I don't know. The pandemic mental was health. Tough. It was a tough time.
I get sad.
Online school, no cheating.
You know what I do to get happy? I fire up porn.
I did so much of that.
I hate the youth. they have zero hardships.
Whippersnappers.
Oh God, we got to stay at home and work from our office. Yeah, we can't possibly come into the cubicle.
Oh my God, I got ADHD. Heaven forbid. I got ADHD.
Ryan, I was admiring you like 30 minutes ago. Now I hate your guts.
I know you do.
That is so true.
All right, guys. Thank you very much for listening this week. We got to go because Stallion has got to do some work with Granddaddy. They got to record the Bust and Loose podcast. And if you guys are a fan of Granddaddy, make sure you check that out. They do a great job on that. And
competition.
Check out
you're plugging my competition.
Is Locked on Nats is an Odyssey thing too, right?
I mean, it's like under the Odyssey umbrella.
I don't even know.
I don't even know.
So check out Locked On Nats if you're into bad baseball teams. Yeah.
If you've got to fall asleep.
Right. Locked on. I heard you're locked on boredom, Joan.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and we will see you soon on Bit Season. Take care.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.